Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
All right, Sean Tam, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, I would love to say something nice to you right now, Chris Scheim, and greet you warmly. Say how much I enjoy working with you, how great of a handicap you are, but you're kind of a dick.
What?
You got me excited. You got me excited about the Raiders. You got me excited about my Raiders bet. I had buried it. Said that over is done and over with. They got up 14-3. I'm getting excited. I'm counting my future bucks. My DK, what's that?
16-3.
Somewhere, though, well, two things happened. One, Carr threw that pick in the end red zone, which was just
brutal.
I didn't like Mac Jones, but that was the worst thing Mac Jones done this year.
Except maybe that pick six that got overturned.
Yeah, against the Jets. That didn't count.
Fair point. You're right.
That was an issue. And then our guy Kostos, I don't know if he mentioned it with you guys today on the air.
He did
say at one point on Twitter, this is one of those games the Raiders keeping it too close. I can't wait to see how it ends. So he called it an hour and a half before it happened. But that flipping sucked. Scheim. Raiders just win the game outright for the teaser bets. Future bet looks like it's, again, I want to say it now because now it is dead, but it was alive for over 8.5 wins. Playoff team was alive, potentially like 14-1 or some ridiculous number. And I blame you because I hadn't thought about it in 3 weeks. They were 3-0. You brought it up Tuesday on the show and now it's dead again. So
yeah, I gotta be honest with you, Mutt. I went to bed just after halftime, like just into the third quarter. And I'm like, oh man, I'm feeling good.
We're home.
I felt great. I had a nice 10-1 same game parlay that was lined up for success because Josh Jacobs was coming back in. I was like, awesome. Beast. He could still play. Beast. All I need is one more reception, which he ended up getting. And I'm like, perfect. Raiders score one touchdown. Yeah. They get to 20. They get over 22 points. And I cash on everything. And this is a great day. I'm in luck. This is a beautiful time. And instead, they decided to score 3 points in the second half and allow two touchdowns in the final 3 minutes of the game and allow Baker effing Mayfield to go 98 yards down the field to win the game.
Offsides on a punt, Scheim. Offsides.
And that personal foul call for slapping the ball out of his hand.
Stupid.
They're
a dumb team. Josh is a good coach, but they're a dumb team. That is their sixth one-score loss of the year.
Yeah, how does Davante Adams not have a single catch in the second half? A single catch. He made two ridiculous catches.
You were tweeting about it. Yeah, it was sick. Unbelievable.
Yeah, filthy. And yet he doesn't have a single catch in the second half. What are we doing?
Jacobs was awesome. We had that peg.
He was fantastic. Yeah.
We had the carry thing pegged, which is good. That worked out well.
But. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting out of the way. Now I'm in a better mood again. It's Friday afternoon.
Refresh. We're good.
We're good. Anything else for the people before we get going here?
That's before we get into football, just lay the goals with the Bruins tonight at the Coyotes. Just make yourself
Swayman's in.
Yep, Swayman's in net. I want to lay the goals with the Bruins. I also want to take the over. Over six feels like my favorite bet of the night. So that would be a ranking priority-wise, over six, Bruins minus 1.5.
Will that be the only two bets you have, or your other bets you're going to bet tonight?
Nope, that's the only two bets I'm going to have tonight.
Okay, picks and props week 14. I was 1-2 last week. What is my season record, Krishan?
Let me pull that up on my phone because I was unprepared per usual. Mutt, you are currently 20-15-4 on the season. Ugh. I am 19-18-2, so just right, barely so above 500.
We're as a podcast, we're over 500.
Well,
into week 14.
Yep.
Into week 14. We'll take
39, 33, and 6 as a podcast. Pretty good.
Okay. So you won 2 out of 3 last week. I went an awful 1-2. Yes. I'm going to let you go first. And I replied to your pick, first pick you made yesterday with the word poop.
Yes, you did.
And I couldn't believe you made this pick. I can't. And I am going to crystallize with one line when you're done. Lead us off, Krishan.
That's fine. My first pick of the week, Mutt, I will take the Detroit Lions laying 2 points at home for the Minnesota Vikings. And there is a simple stat I would like to use. I would like to cite Tyler.
Okay. Tyler. One stat. That's it. One stat.
Yeah. One stat in particular. Tyler Fulgham had this since the Super Bowl era. A team with an 800 plus win percentage that goes into a game as an underdog versus a team with a sub 500 win percentage is 0-8 against the spread and 0-8 straight up.
But there's only, that's a small, okay. Strong number, small sample size. Keep going.
Agreed.
That can't be the only reason you're betting this game. If it is, we should shut the podcast
down. Nope. Also, on top of that, Amon-Ra St. Brown will be in this game. He was awesome last week.
Sure will be.
He is going to be awesome again this week. And the cool thing about Amon-Ra St. Brown is he makes Jared Goff a top 10 quarterback in football. Literally, by EPA per play, Jared Goff is 5th. In football, when Amon-Ra St. Brown is on the field, they convert at a ridiculous rate on third down. Again, with Amon-Ra St. Brown on the football field. And Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator in Detroit, is probably actually going to get some head coaching job looks this year just because of the kind of game plans he's been able to carve up. He's had Jamal Williams has more touchdowns this season than he did his entire career in Green Bay. Offensively, this team is a juggernaut. And at home, again, fast track at home against Minnesota. This is going to be a high scoring game. You'd think you're going to bank on Jared Goff to make the mistake. I'm going to bank on Kirk Cousins to make the mistake. Give me the Detroit Lions. I'll lay the 2 points at home.
So I'm just going to say it out loud and you can respond.
Okay.
You're betting on Jared Goff as a favorite.
Yep.
You are willing to, as a professional-ish handicapper, kind of, sort of, recreationally.
Yep.
You are willing to lay points with Jared Goff.
That is correct. This is very similar. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mutt. When you smell something fishy, it's because Vegas knows something. There was a reason.
Vegas knows. I love that.
There was a reason the Dallas Cowboys were favored against Minnesota, and Dallas pumped Minnesota. There is a reason the Detroit Lions are favored against Minnesota, because they know they're going to get a ton of money on Minnesota, and there is a very good chance that Detroit wins this football game. I'm going to take Detroit and lay the points.
Okay. I was shocked you didn't take the over here, because I'm with you. I know that it's been bet up quite a bit. All these games in the Dome, NFC North teams, these two especially, Minnesota's pass defense sucks. So I hope,
worse than the
league. I'm hoping there are some prop bets you're going to give us from this game later.
Absolutely.
My games are bad games, and I got some weird picks this week. So I bet this at 4.5, if we're being completely honest. It's now down to 3.5. Give me the Jags +3.5 at Tennessee. Jaguars actually have a good rush defense this year, Shine, 13th DVOA.
Yep.
31st against the pass. Like, they are a team that you have to pass against, and I'll take that bet against Ryan Tannehill getting points. And I'll do so because it just made official a couple minutes ago, Treylon Burks is out. Okay, correct. So they're down to Robert Woods, and I don't even know what. There's a tight end on that team.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Chig Okonkwo, I believe his name is.
I can't pronounce his name. I know he's a thing.
He has one catch for 40 yards every game. That's it.
I get it. But I will take the idea of the Titans having to go to their passing game because they won't be able to run. Derrick Henry has been averaging like just over a yard and a half per carry his last 3 or 4 games. He has dominated Jacksonville, but he's not been great this last month or so. The Titans' offensive line stinks. I looked at it. They're rated really, really low by Pat Thorman over at Establish the Run. He gets them 30th out of 32 teams, at least right now. Trevor Lawrence dealing with a toe issue, but he is going to play. He's listed questionable. He said he's going to play. It's a little bit concerning to me. The Titans on the year have a negative point differential. So I can bet against, I get points against a team that can't throw the football. They are struggling running the football. Negative point differential, bad offensive line, and it's a team we like to bet as a dog. You and I are on Vrabel as an underdog, correct, not as a favorite. So it's a messy game, an ugly game. Give me Jacksonville plus the points against Tennessee. Divisional showdowns late in the year, I don't mind betting dogs. In fact, your next pick is what I would have taken. It's the same sort of step. Divisional game late in the year, you're taking the dog.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me to take Jacksonville here. The only time I really want to bet on Tennessee to dominate a game is against the Houston Texans, because for some reason, Derrick Henry has 400 yards and two touchdowns, or 200 yards and two touchdowns every single time he plays Houston. Outside of that, I don't want to bet on Tennessee as a favorite, so I'm totally with you here. I think Jacksonville's a good play.
What do you got for two?
So my next pick actually is the Seattle Seahawks, laying now 3.5 versus the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina or Seattle Seahawks should be favored by 6 points in this game, if I'm being completely honest with you. Wow. I think Carolina is not good. I understand Sam Darnold came back and had a pretty good game last week, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. Give me the Seattle Seahawks laying 4 points. They're fighting for playoff spots. This is a game they have to win if they want to even hope to get into the playoffs. And I think they can and will win this football game. So I'll take the Seahawks laying 3.5.
Do we have a Kenneth Walker update? He didn't practice yesterday, right?
Yeah, so as of right now, it seems like he's probably unlikely to play. That honestly doesn't bother me at all. We'll get back to it in my props, but there is a different player I want to target in this game.
Yeah, I think they have a hard time running the football in this game. If it's DJ Dallas is also unlikely to play, right? So you're looking at
Travis Homer and what's the other guy's name? Oh, it's escaping me right now. I apologize.
Tony
Wilson Jr., I believe his name is.
Again, not familiar with his
Tony
work.
Jones Jr.
Carolina slightly better against the pass than run. 20th versus 22nd. I get it. I almost took Carolina and went heads up against you because I was worried about the non-Kenneth Walker thing for them. I do think you can pass on Seattle and the combination of Darnold and DJ Moore and Terrence Marshall Jr. I'd be on the other side of this game, Shime, because I guess I don't believe in – I like that you keep betting Seattle. I love that you're obsessed with betting them and you want to bet them to make the playoffs. I guess to me, I think they're closer than the line indicates. And I bought a little bit more into Baker Mayfield out Carolina better. Although last night, I don't know what
you have no clue.
What the hell was that? I'm done with that game.
To be fair, I think Baker just, he found himself in a spot with a great play caller. And I think that's kind of the difference there.
So I love a lot of your picks. I do not love this pick. I would be on Carolina, but I don't want to go heads up against you because it doesn't really work for the podcast. I will take a dog at home on Sunday night. As your friend Rich Keefe says, who doesn't like a barking dog at home?
Woof, woof.
Give me the Chargers against your Miami Dolphins. Now, we are waiting on injury news officially, but Teron Armstead just got back to practice finally yesterday. He's limited. Tyreek Hill is sick and did not practice at all yesterday. We'll see. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys sick around the league. I saw, again, that the Patriots had 3 or 4 guys sick. They don't play until Monday, so maybe that will help. But there's a lot of illness going around the NFL right now. But nobody in health and safety protocol. It's weird. The NBA still has that. What happened to the NFL's health and safety?
I would like to give you an insider's tip, just so you know. Tyreek Hill was not sick.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill was in L.A. For what, I'm not sure. But he was present at a video game company, or an esports organization, yesterday afternoon. He did a couple videos with them. They posted a picture of him being there and holding a jersey. He was in LA at the 100 Thieves compound, the sweatshirt I'm actually wearing.
Really?
Yes, he was. Danny Kelly of The Ringer was very stunned that Tyreek Hill was on the injury report, kind of miraculously. I found the 100 Thieves tweet. I sent it over and I was like, he wasn't sick. He's just in LA. I don't know what for, but he's in LA. So Tyreek Hill,
your obsession with video games has finally paid off on the show. Wow.
Yes, it did. I sleuthed it out. Tyreek Hill was not sick. He simply had the day off for some reason. It was I would believe an excused absence if they're writing him off as sick.
Okay. All right. So let's expect him to play, but you know, who's also going to play is Mike Williams. Full practice yesterday. This Charger pass offense has not been healthy all year. They're finally going to be healthy with Allen and Everett and Mike Williams back. Herbert's good. The coach is not good. I totally get that. Miami 23rd DVOA defensively LA is 16th. Like, I don't know how this happened, but the Chargers defensively had gotten better. They're finally healthy. Miami has given up the ninth most fantasy points. I'm sorry, receiving yards per game to running backs. I'll get to my props, but a huge game for Austin Eckler. And this guy Purdy, who played for San Fran last week, he came in and completed like 65% of his passes against the Dolphins. And they were all the short intermediate stuff. And I think the Chargers are going to gut Miami underneath. Huge game for Everett. Huge game for Austin Eckler. I'm going to buy low on the Chargers, who are now 66-1 to win the Super Bowl after being one of the favorites to start the year. Give me the Chargers, now down to +3 at home against your Miami Dolphins, Chris.
Yeah, so you did it to me. I'll do it to you. This is my text response of poop. I got to tell you, I think this is a bad pick. I think this is a bad spot for you. You're picking a team that is worst in the league at run defense on first down and defense of passes over the middle of the field on first down. Tua leads the league on first down efficiency on passes over the middle of the field.
Yep.
Miami also, you've seen them on bad run defenses. Jeff Wilson has gone off. And so is Raheem Mostert at some points, but more so Jeff Wilson than anything. I think this is, if anything, I would be playing the over in this game at 52.5. I think they're both defenses can be scored on. I think this is a bounce back week for Miami. There's no shot they're losing two in a row here. I actually wouldn't be shocked if this is a blowout sometime in the third quarter.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I think
I owe you a 4-pack of your favorite beverage. Like, how many points will you give me? And let's make other
time. I'll give you a full 4.
You just said it's going to be a blowout.
No, I said I think there's a chance of a blowout. I didn't say it was. I said there's a chance it's a blowout. All right, fine. You know what? I'll lay 5.5.
I'll take 6.
5.5. Final offer.
I'll take it. Chargers.
Okay. All right. Double or nothing. You got Chargers +5.5. I got the Dolphins laying 5.5.
No, you already won. Don't do double or nothing. You already won. Already set there. Fair. You already set there. So
yeah, you win. You win. It's a fair exchange. A and great. I win. I get a second one. It's fine.
We're like 15 Keith. We'll just exchange if I win.
Yeah, that's fine. That works for me. I can do that.
All right. Now you can go because you stole this pick for. I cannot believe you always bet favorites. You never take underdogs, and you stole this pick, so go ahead. I can tell you.
There's a reason, at least recently, there's a reason I like a lot of the favorites. Last week, basically every favorite won in the 1 and 4 o'clock slates except for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. This week, however, I am going to take the Jets getting 10 points the Buffalo Bills.
Love it.
There's a couple of reasons for this. One, the Jets already beat the Bills once. That was, by the way, with Zach Wilson at quarterback. They have now since upgraded at quarterback to Mike White. And now they're 10-point underdogs. This is a game where Bills games are, outside of the Broncos, the best bet to pick unders in across the NFL, which is shocking for a team that has such a good offense, right?
They dominate because they suck the life out of the game. They have long drives, methodical drives. They're not that deep bomb it down team, Shine. They got the Patriots game. Remember they gutted those two long drives at the end of the game for the Pats?
But again, that keeps it closer than it may seem, right? The Bills may dominate a game like they did against the Patriots, but the gap is far wider than the points may suggest. And I think the Jets can keep it within 10 points. I'm getting double digits here with a Jets team that has something to prove and a really, really good defense. I'll take the points here.
I can't debate it at all. I would like the under in this game too. I give the guys over at the Action Network credit. They put me onto this late season unders bet when divisional teams meet outside. So there's a bunch of under opportunities this week. This is one of them, but I like the pick quite a bit. They've already played before. I know it's a quote unquote revenge game for Buffalo after earlier this year, but it's going to be a close game. I would take the points as well. The one favorite I'll take this week is Cincinnati, and it's a weird line. It's 5.5. And you said the Chargers Miami game could be a blowout. This thing reeks a blowout to me. Joe Mixon is back. He was people thought he was going to play last week, didn't play, got cleared this week. He goes up against the 31st ranked rush defense in the NFL of the Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati's pass offense now, Shine, has become elite. They're up to 6th in DVOA. Everyone's healthy.
Lou Anarumo.
What's that? Oh, your guy.
Yeah, my guy, Lou Anarumo.
It was funny. There was a report out over the after Sunday's game. Deshaun Watson, like, he was confused by the defense that I believe the Houston Texans showed him. Well, good luck against Cincinnati. He looked really rusty to me. So I actually want to fade him this week, hoping people would bet Cleveland now that he's back and they had a win. And there was buzz about them before the year. I think your Bengals, you touted on this show Monday or Tuesday to make a Super Bowl run. I think they're going to stomp the Browns at home. This is my blowout game. I'm going to lay the 5.5 again. Quirky Bill Simmons, Vegas zone number. Give me the Bengals laying 5.5 against the Browns. I have a prop on the Browns side here coming up, but they're hot right now. The Browns have a quarterback who's played one game in 2 years. I want Cincy.
So it's a weird spot. This is a game I will be rooting for you, but I have zero betting interest in because it's really funny. Joe Burrow is a clean 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. He is 0-4 against the Cleveland Browns, which is
kind of a small sample size.
I agree, but at the same time, for whatever reason, Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns seem to play well whenever they're squared up against the Bengals. So it's just a game that I kind of want to avoid. It's not even necessarily that I don't believe in the Bengals. I do.
You pout them for a Super Bowl run.
Of course I do, but it's a little bit of points there. I think I would actually be against you if Jacoby Brissett was starting a quarterback for the Browns, but because it's Deshaun Watson, I think that actually goes in your favor.
Brissett starts, this line is 6 or 6.5, by the way. Yep. There's at least a half point or point baked in for Watson. I know it shouldn't be, but there is.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. Brissett played well. His EPA was actually, I think, top 15 in the NFL. Yeah. He was not bad when he played.
Yeah, that offense in general with Brissett at the helm was good. And so I think this would be a different bet for me if it was Brissett. But because it's Watson, I'd lean your way, but I'm going to stay away from that one.
All right, so my three picks, Shime, are going to be Jacksonville +3.5, LA +3 against the Dolphins, and Cincy laying the 5.5. Lay out your three for the people.
I got the Detroit Lions -2 versus at the Minnesota Vikings. Or no, I'm sorry, at home for the Minnesota Vikings. The Seattle Seahawks laying 3.5 against the Carolina Panthers. And the Jets +10 at the Bills.
All right, why don't you go first on prop, Shime? I'm trying to find an updated one on that Browns game.
We'll go right to that Lions game, the Lions-Vikings game. I want all of the Amon-Ra Brown stock I can get. Yep. It's 83.5. I know it's a high number. We talked about it yesterday with Davante Adams being at 87.5. Those numbers are high. I want it. I'm going to take it. I'll lay it. I don't care. Amon-Ra St. Brown has been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. He is probably the biggest steal of that draft based on where he was taken.
You're awesome. Yep.
And he is quite possibly one of the best receivers in football. And he proved that. He showed it last week. They're at home. That fast track in Detroit leads to a lot of points, leads to a lot of yards. That's good opportunity for Amon-Ra. So I'll take the over 83.5 on him. And I actually want to take the over 23.5 receiving yards for KJ Osborne. I know that's kind of a little bit of a weird angle, but again, the fast track, I think, plays to Osborne, who's a bit of a speedster. Kirk has kind of been okay with throwing him the football a little bit lately. It seems like Thielen is just old, and so they don't want to burden him with a crap load of targets if they don't have to. And so I think there's a good opportunity for Osborne to feast on a Detroit secondary that isn't very good. I think this takes maybe one pass for Cousins to complete to Osborne to pass this number. So I really like getting it at 23.5.
And I have one from that game as well. I want to bet the team total on Minnesota, Shime, over 25.5 points. I think it's going to shoot out. I think they're going to Detroit's secondary is better. Their defense has played better as of late, but it's still, I think, susceptible to the passing game of Cousins and JJ and Hockenson revenge game, which I'll also get to in a second. I have two bets from that game.
Okay.
25.5 team total over, hoping we get into the 30s for both sides of this thing. And I want Hockenson over 48.5 receiving yards. It's a high number for a tight end, but A, revenge game, and B, Detroit defense. Third most fantasy points this year, two tight ends. I think Cousins is going to try to get Hockenson involved. I'm silly. I'm stupid. I buy the revenge game stuff. AJ Brown revenge game narrative was real. Yeah. Was real against Tennessee.
Oh, that was very real.
I am not dogging this one. Hockenson toiled away with bad teams there in Detroit. Give me the over 48.5 receiving yards for Hockenson and give me the team total over 25.5 for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm going to go to the Seattle game real quick because it's another game that I have a couple props in. I want the DK Metcalf over 69.5 receiving yards. I think they're
nice.
Very nice. But I also think that they're undervaluing DK and Tyler Lockett right now. I think both of them are good plays in this game. I mean, you saw last week, they both had over 100 yards. I think Lockett had 9 catches. Metcalf had 8. But Metcalf, Geno has shown a propensity. If he sees Metcalf in one-on-one coverage, zero problem just putting the ball his direction. Because he has a lot of confidence that Metcalf is going to win it. And Geno is playing such good football that he's putting it in a position where Metcalf can win 70 to 80% of the time. And so I want to attack that because I think Metcalf is going to have more of those downfield one-on-one opportunities. So I like the over 69.5 there. And like I said, Tyler Lockett is also getting his share of catches. I want to play his receptions number, which isn't currently out right now. So I'm going to wait and see if it's anything like 5.5, like over 5.5 is really what I'm hoping for. I would like to take the over on 5.5, I think, for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. I have one of those two that's not out yet, but should be out now that a player has been listed in. My other one is my favorite, of my three, I guess, four prop bets, 3.5. Cause again, one line is not out yet. I want all the Austin Eckler stuff against the Dolphins. I like his over 44.5 yards receiving. I like his over 48.5 yards rushing. I think he's the key. And he basically had a floor game last week. Like he should have been way more involved. They didn't involve him enough that they should have. Mike Williams back. They're going to have to focus on him in that Miami defense. They're susceptible, like I said. Go look at Purdy's numbers. The San Fran quarterback came in for Garoppolo. Look what he did against that Dolphins defense. I think Herbert can do that with Austin Eckler underneath. So I am a big fan of the Austin Eckler stuff, and I'll be playing him quite a bit in daily fantasy. In a single game, unfortunately. Island game there on Sunday night, but I'll be using him as a captain on DK for sure. I think he's going to have a monster game against a Dolphins defense that gives up a lot of underneath stuff.
I have a prop in that game as well. I'm going to go Jeff Wilson over 40.5 rushing yards. Again, the number's too low, and it's an overreaction to what happened last week. Last week, everybody is probably yelling at me, Shime, Jeff Wilson had one carry last week. I'm well aware of that, but he was also on the field. I think he had like 18 snaps and only got one carry. And that's because Miami was playing from behind and forced to throw the football. And the game was not going their way. However, the Los Angeles Chargers are historically bad against the run. Like the worst we have seen in 10 plus years against the run, especially on early downs. Mike McDaniel will exploit that. He's smart enough to see it. He's good enough to game plan for it. This is a big Jeff Wilson Jr. game. 40.5 is too low of a number.
I'll give you one more that's not out right now. Of course, while we're doing this, I get the text that Morgan Wallen tickets are now off the wait list as we're doing this.
Oh, tough wait list.
Waiting in line. That's fine.
You're in the queue.
David Njoku got cleared today. Mm-hmm. He's going to play against the Cincinnati Bengals. There is no number there, Shine. If the receiving yardage total is south of 36.5 yards, I'm betting the over David Njoku. Okay. Reading Mary Kay Cabot this week in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who does a very good job covering that Browns team. She pointed out that one of the reasons why Deshaun Watson may have looked off kilter is he really didn't have a great tight end. Harrison Bryant, I know he won a Mackey Award. He's just fine. And Njoku's an athlete. He's teased the last couple of weeks. Going to play, not going to play. He's in. I'm going to be invested in David Njoku overs. If he does play, well, he's going to play in this game. Once they post it on DK, if you're listening to DK, please post that. So I don't have to DM you later on this afternoon. And Njoku overs against the Bengals.
Yeah, I think it's a fair play. My last prop bet for you here, Mutt, I'm going to go to that Tampa Bay-San Francisco game. You got a young Mr. Irrelevant quarterback playing for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Give me Christian McCaffrey over 4.5 receptions. Check down, check down, check down day. Like this is
what's the juice on that right now, Sean?
It's currently -140. I kind of expect that number to bump up at some point. If it does, I'll still play over 5.5. I'm willing to lay it with Christian McCaffrey. I just think he's that good. And I think he's going to get that many targets in this game. I don't think he's going to be able to run a lot successfully, but the checkdowns are going to be real. So give me McCaffrey over on receptions.
So I gave you my 3.5, I guess, with the Njoku stuff still waiting. Anything else for you, Shime, on the prop
side? That's it for me. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with the Lockett receptions kind of in waiting as well.
And since we'll talk again Monday before Patriots and Cardinals, two things have happened real quick. We'll do 3 minutes on this and get out for the day. Vance Joseph, like, legit mocked the Patriots in his press conference.
So funny.
He was
bad
asking
idea,
about their offense.
But so funny.
But it's so true. But the way he said it, like, and it's not even a motivator, but it's just a reality and a reminder. This is more talk radio than it is the gambling side of it. The Cardinals have no respect for the Patriots, and the league had no respect for their offense right now. But the Patriots are really sick. Meyer's not a practice today.
Yeah, but he was in concussion protocol.
What's that?
Myers is in concussion protocol. But then there are a bunch of guys sick. McCourty even said it on the Greg Hill show. Yes, there's something going around, period, because guys are like wearing masks in the building to try and help themselves stay healthy. And so you're looking at guys like Jalen Mills on the injury report, Jacoby Myers with the concussion, Isaiah Wynn still on the injury report. So the Patriots are definitely dealing with something going on in there.
I told you earlier in the week I was leaning Cardinals and sprinkle the money line. Like, I'm not leaning anymore. Unless something changes between now and Monday, that's my play. And I don't bet a lot of Patriot games. We've talked about a tough team to bet this year.
Yeah.
Not a fun team to watch this year. Cardinals plus the two at home. I know it's Kingsbury against Belichick, a massive mismatch, Eclipse Adult. Cardinals the play for me. I'm making that play right now. I'm barring a change. That'll be what I pick on Monday. We'll go through the props, obviously, Monday morning. But I'm on Arizona plus two.
All of the history would scream lay the points with Belichick. Totally. Between Kingsbury.
I know.
It's weird. It's between Kingsbury being awful in the second half of seasons, dating back to his Texas Tech days, to the Cardinals just being awful at home in general. But then, like, I think about it and I'm like, well, Patriots have sunk against mobile quarterbacks. Well, the Patriots are dealing with all these injuries and sicknesses. I'm leaning Cardinals at this point.
Me too. But it's a fun week for it. I wouldn't say it's not a great slate like last week, Shine, but there are some good games to pay attention to. I think the Sunday night game might be the best game of the bunch.
Yeah. I definitely think that Miami Chargers game should be a really good one.
All right. If you're watching this live on Twitch or on Twitter, we ask you to subscribe to the podcast, Apple podcast. What's that?
I said, yes, please.
Please, please. It's all you can do. It's a free podcast. We don't get, trust me, we are doing this for you. We're not doing it to get rich right now. How you can help us out is subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. Find us there. Subscribe to it. Get it every day when it's out there. You can also follow us on Twitter at BetQL Boston. So you don't know if you're running yet tomorrow.
I don't know. Currently questionable.
All this training, all this work. You're like Rocky, run up the stairs.
I know, but you know what? I'll be there, and I will still enjoy it. I'll enjoy the environment, and I'll make sure to enjoy the concert and the beers afterward. So,
what's the concert?
It is a local band called Ripe. They will be playing right there at Cisco, starting at 1 o'clock. So
are they good?
They're pretty good. I've heard a few of their songs. I like Ripe. A lot of them. So
like R-I-P-E, like this fruit is ripe.
Yep. They're graduates of the Berklee College of Music. They're really good.
Nice. What genre of music?
Almost kind of like your indie pop rock kind of lane, almost like your Kings of Leon kind of alley, so in that area.
Okay. Well, send me a quick video tomorrow. I want to see what this band's like.
Definitely. You got it.
You're going to forget. You're going to end up getting there, drink some beers, do some running.
I got you.
Shine, excellent job by you, buddy. Have a great time this weekend, whether you're working double shift tomorrow morning or you're going to be up at Greg's event. We'll talk Monday for Patriots Cardinals. Thank you, bud.
Sounds good, Mutt. See ya.
See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.